Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK 540 AM, live from downtown Waukesha on this beautiful summer night. I am privileged to have with me Sarah Rodriguez, the rep from District 13, who now has the ambition to become the lieutenant governor for the great state of Wisconsin, to keep us moving forward. Welcome back, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we're talking about how important women are, and, you know, I mean, you said it, you're a working mom, and working women have carried so much of everything in the state. So what is it about coming as a working mom, as a nurse with experience in the assembly? What does that bring to your job as lieutenant governor? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that diverse perspectives are important. And one of the areas that sometimes gets overlooked when we talk about either job creation or we talk about really revving up the economy is childcare. And oftentimes when we have different perspectives in the room, such as myself, who's a full-time working mom, my kids are a little older now. They're 13 and 15, so we're not doing childcare anymore. But I remember that dance. I remember having to go back and forth with making sure that we were picking them up on time and dropping them off and getting to work on time. And having reliable, affordable childcare was one of the reasons that I was able to be successful professionally. And I think everybody should have that opportunity. And so when you have different perspectives in the room, those types of conversations can be had. And that's why I want to bring my perspective to the lieutenant governor's role, which is one of somebody who has worked full-time the entire time I've had kids. Number two, I've been in executive positions. I can bring that perspective with me within this office. And being a sitting legislator, understanding how policy works, I think those are really important as we move forward, that those perspectives are really shown within that lieutenant governor's role.
So I really miss an opportunity here if I didn't ask you, you know, with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision recently with Dobbs and overruling Roe, what do you hear from women, families around the state, and how does that play out in terms of this race in particular?
You know, what I'm, so I live in Waukesha County, okay,
and yeah, I'm definitely... I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Right? The state is purple.
Right.
And Waukesha is pretty, it's purple.
Yeah. Waukesha County, I would say, is pink at least.
It is. But I mean, there are a lot of independents. There are a lot of Democrats in Waukesha County.
There are tons.
Okay. And I mean, that, frankly, I think there's a lot of moderate Republicans that are like, I don't think necessarily infatuated with Trump and the craziness he took us to, right?
Right.
So, and I don't know, I think there are a lot of moderate Republicans. I went to law school with a lot of them who they thought Roe was pretty settled law and women had equal rights or, you know, not equal pay, but, right?
Yeah.
Equal rights. So how is that playing out?
So in my conversations, particularly with women, and again, I live in Waukesha County, so I live in a suburban area, which has traditionally been Republican, but I can tell you that my conversations are changing. There are folks who may have voted for Republicans in the past, but they absolutely do not agree with overturning of Roe versus Wade and the 1849 law that we have on the books in Wisconsin. Now, let me repeat that. 1849, that means women didn't have the right to vote at that point in time. We had barely become a state at that point in time. And we're going to have to implement a law. And you know, I'm a nurse myself. medicine has changed since 1849. And for our clinicians,
you think?
Yeah, it has, shockingly. Our clinicians having to try to interpret this 1849 law is really dangerous. It's dangerous to women. It's dangerous to women's health. And when I talk to my old colleagues, nurses and physicians, it is already affecting how people are delivering care today in Wisconsin. And abortion is healthcare, full stop. Full stop. And as Lieutenant Governor, I will tell you, I will fight like hell to make sure that people, all Wisconsinites, are able to make their own healthcare decisions and there are not politicians or judges in that exam room with their doctor.
Yeah, it's really sort of remarkable, especially when you think about it. There was at one point in time the Conservative Party that said politicians should stay out of people's personal lives, and that somehow we flip full circle.
Right.
You know? I mean, Justice Blackmun was pretty Republican, mm-hmm. right? And he wrote it. So, what are the other, I mean, you've talked about good living, good schools, quality mm-hmm. health care, maintaining and developing meaningful equality for women. Mm-hmm. What else?
You know, people have been talking about the economy. You know, we want to make sure that we continue on the path that we're going on. Governor Evers has been the number one governor to get the most money out to small businesses from the COVID funds that we received, which is fantastic, and was really quite quickly he got those COVID funds out to those small businesses. And so they want us to continue. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates in Wisconsin, and they want us to continue to move forward on that. Business owners do talk to me about they're still are struggling to find workers. And I know that often if you go to a restaurant today or if you're going to any other place, they are short staffed sometimes. And so that is that's difficult for small businesses, but it's good for the Wisconsin economy that we've got a really, really low unemployment rate here. And so those are the kind of things people are talking to me about. They just want to make sure that Wisconsin continues to go on a positive pathway, that the leadership understands what's happening at the kitchen table for most of folks. And that really is, they're talking about their jobs, they're talking about school, and they're talking about healthcare. And those are the three areas that I think we should be focused on.
So we're coming up to the break, Sarah. 40 seconds, 30 seconds. This is your final shout out, right? What do you have to say to voters and listeners, and why, Sarah?
All right, so the election is August 9th. We have to do everything we can to make sure that Governor Evers is reelected. And that means he's gonna need a strong partner on that ticket with him. Somebody who understands what it takes to win in a difficult district, a purple district. I flipped that district from red to blue, and understands how legislation and executive functioning works. And that's me. And so what I would ask people to do is, if you haven't requested your ballot today, if you want to vote absentee, go ahead and do that. If not, make sure you are circling in for Sarah Rodriguez on August 9th.
There you go. Thank you so much, Sarah. We'll be right back on the break. This is the Paul Revere Show.